Hello and welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat, that's C-A-T, dancing to the beat of a different drum. Cat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram, and you might see one of us goofballs there on TikTok. I'm going to shout out to cities in the country of Italy that are listening to us right now. Our first is Palermo, Sicily. Palermo is known for its rich Arab Norman history, evident by its architecture like the Palermo Cathedral. That's one thing about Sicily you forget sometimes. They were invaded by a lot of other countries.
Easy target.
Our other town is in Italy, but it's not on the boot. It's kind of east of the boot. It's Trieste, Italy. Trieste is known for its multicultural history, blending Italian, Slavic, and German influences. It's also known for its coffee culture. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right, alcohol is never in short supply here on the back porch. You know, I always wake up at the crack of ice. Today, I'm sipping my newfound friend, Hennessy. I had to live 6 decades before I tried it.
Oh,
and it tastes good. It tastes good, and it's only 80 proof. So yeah. It really doesn't hammer you down. I like it. Kat, what you sip?
I am just having my usual fall favorite of caramel appletini.
Ooh, sounds sweet like you, babe.
Thanks, doll.
All right, enough is enough. Had it with the limited edition.
LTD, okay? Baby.
It's everywhere. It's overused, watered down. Starbucks. What are they offering right now? They're pumpkin spice latte crack. Each year, here it comes, limited edition. Nintendo didn't know they were still around, offering old school game consoles, induced a buying frenzy, limited edition. Some streetwear brand called Supreme created its entire business model around two words. Limited edition. Why do these two words make us pay more for stuff? You know, the other day, I bought a limited edition box of Bomb Pops. Okay. 70th anniversary was on the box. Limited edition.
The Bomb Pop
freaking
aficionado is out there.
Then I go down the other aisle. This was all like in a week or so. And bought a box of Lance crackers. Because when you get old, you eat crackers while your teeth are still working. And on the box, it said Nashville hot version of a freaking cracker. Not making this up. And on the box, it said limited edition. And well, it should be because those things sucked. Same week, I bought a freaking pumpkin pie. Some people don't like pumpkin pie, but I do. The pumpkin pie I bought at a grocery store chain around here, I'm not going to say which one it is, called Publix, had limited edition on a freaking box that had a pie in it, okay? None of that was planned. It just happened. And I'm like, what does limited edition mean? Why does it matter? Why do we freak out and go, oh no, it's only going to be here for a minute. Then it's going to disappear. I got to buy it.
Well, what's that thing? Fear of missing out. You're afraid.
FOMO.
You're afraid you're going to miss out on something really special. If it's something I really like I've got a limited edition Lord of the Rings over there. That is worth it to me, even though the longer films are, it's takes a while to watch them, and you better sit down and watch them. But
what's different from the other box set?
it's better resolution, better this, better that, you know.
I have a limited edition Stratego game that you bought me. What's different? Oh, the pieces are not made out of cheap plastic, expensive plastic. And so we paid $40 more for it. Check out Stratego. It's an awesome game. All right. How about people who buy limited edition vehicles, right? People pay like $20,000 more for a car or a truck because it's got limited edition. It got the logo on the back.
I got to have that King Ranch limited edition Ford 150.
Forget it. Believe it or not, limited edition started centuries ago in the luxury world of rare books and fine works of art. That's where those two words came together.
Well, that's back when you would have a library and people would be impressed by all the books you had.
Right.
Nobody's got libraries now.
I don't know. Like I said, why do we fall for it? Kat just said, you know, it might be the FOMO thing.
I mean, okay, as of today, as we are speaking, someone's big album has dropped, and they're little girls trekking their way off to the Target.
Whose album?
Oh, Taylor Swift's new album came out today, and all the listening parties and everything are happening. And little girls are going to the Target to get that special limited edition
I can't wait
vinyl.
To listen to it. I'm sure it's just as bad as the other albums she put out. What a joke. All right. Believe it or not, there is no shortage of these so-called limited edition products, right? Because if they sell out of it, they can put some more out there. They can make some money. You know, that's the illusion that companies use to trick us into buying their stuff. You know, this advertising tactic... It actually works. Studies show that the limited edition con game does boost sales. Hell, I fell for it 3 times in a couple grocery stores a couple weeks ago.
Well, I mean, Target's really good about that because they would have designers come in and do a limited collection. And right. People would run to the Target and buy everything out if it's something that they really liked.
So me complaining about limited edition is not going to work. People just love it. They
love
just
it.
Run to it.
And I mean, if it's something you're really, really into, I can see doing it. But if something's just whatever.
How about your Christmas ornaments?
Oh, we'll see.
The Snoopy one, the Peanuts characters, are they limited edition?
Yes, because it's a series and it comes out every year. I mean, the house is one I have been collecting for 40 years.
It works from anything from like sneakers to food items. The liquor store is full of limited edition items.
Well,
that's not
at Christmas
fair.
Christmas time, they bring those out.
That's dirty pool there to take advantage of alcoholics. We just brought this up because the limited edition tag, it just keeps popping up everywhere, and those two words, you know, just. What do they Jedi mind trick us into buying stuff that sometimes we don't need? All right, let's roll right into one tough, awesome lady. Woo! Oh, we got a drum roll. Marian Anderson, born in 1897 from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Marian Anderson was an opera singer who performed with all the big-time orchestras at major concert halls from 1925 through the 60s. Marian Anderson, in 1955, was the first African-American to perform at the Metropolitan Opera House. She worked as a delegate to the United Nations Human Rights Committee. Marian Anderson was a goodwill ambassador for the United States Department of State. She participated in the civil rights movement in the 60s. In 1939, Marian Anderson was not allowed to perform at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. But, and that was thanks to a little group called the Daughters of the American Revolution that stomped that out. But Lady Eleanor Roosevelt arranged for Marian Anderson to perform a critically acclaimed open-air concert on Easter Sunday, April 9th in 1939, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Many deserved honors have come Marian Anderson's way.
If you want to learn more about her, there's a great piece I think I watched last year from American Masters. It's called Marian Anderson, The Whole World in Her Hands, and all the abuse that, you know, she had to face. Like, there was one part of the documentary, she wanted to work for this, learn from this music teacher. And the music teacher said, yeah, you can learn from me if you come clean my house. You and your mom come clean my house. I mean, and would you ask that of a white young student? No, I don't think so. You know, she really struggled. And, you know, it's part of her career. She really didn't really get acclaimed till she went to Europe, like a lot of Black American artists. And she really faced a lot of challenges, and very talented all through her life. I mean, you think about now, there's a lot of African-American female singers there in opera now that couldn't have gotten anywhere if Marian Anderson hadn't, you know, tried to put her foot forward.
Received the United Nations Peace Prize, the Handel Medallion, the Congressional Gold Medal, the Kennedy Center Honors, George Peabody Medal, the National Medal of Arts, and she got a Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement. Marian Anderson, very important figure in the struggle for African-American artists to overcome racial prejudice in the United States in the mid-20th century. And that makes Marian Anderson one tough, awesome lady. We didn't watch anything.
We watched something. And this was one I had previously tried to watch, and I had a hard time because I could tell how much abuse these kids, well, at the time they were college students, went through. And I watched something on Hulu called The Stolen Youth, Inside the Cult of Sarah Lawrence. Sarah Lawrence is a very prestigious college. It used to be all women's college. Now it's
where is it?
In New York City. And what happens is a whole bunch of friends get this one college dorm. And I kind of did this my senior year of college. All my friends and I kind of took over this one little dorm in college. And they were all great. Well, you know, we'll move in this dorm. It'll be great. And one of the girls that moved in, her dad had just gotten out of prison. And she goes, hey, can my dad come live with us here in the dorm? And as time goes on, he's infecting their minds and is questioning and kind of mentally screwing these kids.
When did this happen?
This happened,
2008. Oh,
dang. And he moves into the dorm.
So the school didn't know?
No. He was diagnosed with histrionic and narcissistic personality disorder. So he comes in and screws these kids up.
What do you go to jail for?
Let me finish. You're rushing it. You're rushing this thing. This thing goes on for years, okay? Talia is there. Santos is her boyfriend. And then also there's other people that get involved in this. Claudia is there. She ends up, he makes Claudia to go do prostitution for him.
Who's
to get
Claudia?
One of the other students. And it's just, I mean.
And they're still going to class and passing.
They're going to class and passing. And eventually he kind of moves it from Sarah Lawrence to some apartment he got some fool to let him stay in. And there's like, you know, five, six people living in this this one bedroom apartment. And he's like getting them to do this and do that. And it's just totally insane. And you don't, and one of the people he screwed up the most was Santos's sister, Felicia. Felicia had already been to Harvard and was trying to finish up her medical career at Columbia. He gets her to come from LA. She's supposed to be doing her residency in LA. He gets her to move to.
I know, but here's the question. Why are these people listening?
I don't know. He's like constantly doing mental.
Who's Santos?
Santos is one of the other students. Her sister. And then they all end up like living in, rather than being at Sarah Lawrence in the dorm, they end up living at this apartment with this guy and they're trying to go to class. And half of them are like dropping out.
What's the end result?
The end result, I mean.
Somebody went to jail.
He ended up going to jail.
Again.
For, let's see, how much did he go? He got convicted of extortion, 15 federal counts. Extortion, sex trafficking, and racketeering conspiracy. 60 years he got in jail.
He got 60 years, but Puff Daddy only got 4.
Right. And it was kind of doing the same thing, fucking mentally, people mentally up. I mean, the second part was really, I mean, hard to watch because you could see because at one point a lot of them just they moved to like North Carolina and did this stuff and
wrecked their lives
for nothing. And anyway, if it's hard to watch, but you can see how even smart people can get fucked up if you get around the wrong people. Anyway, if you want to see it, it's on Hulu. It's called Stolen Youth Inside the Sarah Lawrence Cult.
Brutal. All right. I need a drink after that to lighten the mood. What do we got?
Okay. They're calling this the bourbon apple cider fizz.
Uh-oh. Bourbon is good. Apple, no. Okay.
It's 2 ounces of bourbon, 2 ounces of apple cider syrup, a little bit of lemon juice, and some sparkling wine. I would really call this Kentucky 75.
It looks good.
Probably get a bartender at Keelan. Hey, I've got a new drink for you there.
It's okay. I give it an okay.
It's an okay?
Yeah. I'm not an apple guy. I was scared you were going to say like apple flavored crown or some
garbage.
Well,
I took the apple syrup and mixed it and boiled it with brown sugar. And that's how we make the apple cider part. So.
It's a little sweet, but it's pretty good.
I mean, I probably would have, I don't know.
Trust me, after the first one, you'll have another.
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't know. It's good.
Not too bad. All right. Thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
This week, we were bumpered in with a band called the Bel Air Lip Balms, formed in 2017 from Victoria, Australia. Here's another and another and another kick-ass band from Australia. I wish Australia was a little closer to the back porch. We'd be there in a minute. The music scene has got to be jumping in Australia right now. The Bel Air Lip Balms new album called Again will be released at the end of probably when this podcast comes out of this year. October 31st it's coming out, which is what, Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the pre-cue to the Breeders' Cup. And I can't wait to hear the rest of this album by the Bel Air Lip Balms, because the song we were bumpered in with today called Hey You, just a straight up jam.
They're playing tonight in Dallas, Texas at the Echo Lounge and Music Hall.
Massey's vocals, Mike's guitar with Jimmy and Daniel driving it home. It's on repeat in my headphones. Go to iTunes and get it. Check out the Bel Air Lip Balms wherever you get your music. I want to thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.